Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight. And as we approach this marvelous covenant tonight, we approach it with humble hearts, thrilled hearts, hearts full tonight with praise and honor for our great God. Thank you. From the book of James, please, the second chapter, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, if one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Notice very carefully the 17th verse. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. I want to call your attention to the word works. Weymouth's translation of the New Testament translates that phrase thusly. In fact, just read it directly from the Bible. If so, faith, if it hath not corresponding action, it's dead. Faith. What is faith? Faith is a spiritual force. It is a powerful, powerful, unseen force. It is the unseen force used by the Almighty God to create the universe. He is a faith God. Faith is generated by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let me say it like this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the covenants of blood. Amen. This book is a covenant book. Covenant God is a covenant-making God. Who was the biggest loser? Satan? No. God. God lost his man. God lost the woman he created with his own hands. God had given Adam absolute authority over this planet, and his own created son committed high treason and bowed his knee to the devil, and the devil took over. Adam had a leash on this earth, and as such, he was literally the God of this world. And then, by covenant, God brought the blessing on Adam. And then, the blessing came, and the blessing of Abraham. How did the blessing of Abraham come? By faith, by covenant. Abraham believed God. Amen goes right there. Abraham believed God. Having faith in God. Shall we go to the book of Romans, please? Thank you, Father. Fourth chapter. The 16th verse. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise or the covenant might be sure to all the seed. We are the seed of Abraham. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, or like him, whom he believed, even God, who what? Whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now notice this. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How do you give glory to God? By being strong in faith. Being strong in faith. Strong in the good times. Strong in the bad times. Strong in the strong times. Strong in the weak times. Always strong in faith. Always being strong in faith. Now, there are certain fundamental rules concerning. As I said, faith is a spiritual force. It is an absolute force. There are laws that govern it. Take, for instance, the laws that govern electricity. They are very, very definite laws. And aren't they a blessing? But the same electricity, the same electricity that provides the cooling, the same electricity that provides power to the sound system, therefore, I can speak to 50,000 people and be heard. Glory to God. Amen. But you violate the laws of electricity and it will kill you. So there, my friend, is the blessing and the curse. This is a natural force. Comes from the natural world. Faith comes from the spirit world. There is a world of the spirit. It is even richer than this natural world. For God, who is a spirit, created all natural things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if we turn to the book of Mark, and we go to the 5th chapter, marvelous, wonderful, the 4th and 5th chapters of the book of Mark flowing together in faith, all the way through the 11th chapter, marvelous, wonderful things, especially these words that fell from the lips of the Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Through this, you can also see the loving life of Jesus and how easy he is to serve and how easy he is to receive from. Verse 25, before I read the first verse, let me tell you. The reason the Holy Spirit saw fit to put these cases and these verses in the new covenant is because they are perfect examples of faith. They are perfect examples of faith. Anyone, are you listening to me now? Anyone that will do these four things that this woman did can receive anything they want and anything they need from Jesus Christ, the Lord God of Nazareth. Anyone, absolutely anyone. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Another account says, touched the hem of his garment. Jesus, this is not talking just simply the hem of his clothes. Jesus, being a rabbi, wore the clothes of a rabbi. And his prayer shawl would be worn here, so that at a time of prayer, you pull that prayer shawl up, bring it up over your head, and in that place, it's called your tent. That came down so that it came out just below his top garment. So it would come right about here. Always, always could be seen. Everybody knew. They did not know he was Messiah, but they knew he was a rabbi. Amen. So she knew that if I can touch the hem of that prayer shawl, she had been taught that that's where the anointing is. The hem of that. If I can just touch the hem of that prayer shawl, I know I will be made whole. Hallelujah. All right, let's read. She touched his garment. Now listen. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of that plague. Now, notice this. The fountain of her blood dried up. But now wait. Let's look at it again. I want to make certain and sure you get this. Immediately, wait a minute. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. That is her faith speaking. And immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt it. Then she felt it. She said it. She believed it. She said it. And then she felt it. She didn't feel it and then say, oh, I got it. No, she had it. She had it before she ever came outside. Hallelujah. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, actually, it's the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis, power. We get our word, the singular word behind that is dynamon. We get our word dynamite from that power, that Greek word. Dunamis. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who did this? Who touched me? Well, Brother Copeland, he's God. Don't you know he knew who touched him? No. He didn't function as God. He didn't call himself God. He called himself the Son of Man. He could do nothing without the anointing of God. And we know it was the anointing because in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Most people don't know that Jesus is a preacher. He preached. He taught. Actually, he taught more than anything else. Taught, preached, and healed. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a preacher. Hallelujah. He's a teacher. And he's a healer. And he's the same tonight as he ever was, and he will be that way forever. Glory to God. And soon and very soon, we surely will meet the King. Hallelujah. Now then, his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all. She told him how long she'd been in. She told him about the doctors. She was a woman of means and now had nothing. She told all of this. That's the reason we know it. She told him all the truth. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, my power has made thee whole. No. Daughter, O Almighty God have made thee whole. No. Daughter, thy faith thy faith, yee-haw, thy faith have made thee whole. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your faith can make you whole.
In May of 2021, Kenneth Copeland once again traveled to Ogun State, Nigeria, to the Canaan Land campus of Bishop David Oyedepo for their 40th anniversary celebration.
For us, Kenneth Copeland is our grandfather, as we call him. The entire commission knows him because the bishop talks about him almost every time. And he shared with us all of the lessons he's learned over the years from Brother Copeland. So every time he's coming, we're all excited because we know a fresh lease of life is coming back and it's going to be injecting the word of faith into us. And we're excited, always excited every time he comes.
I'm glad tonight to have my most revered mentor. Amen.
Jesus is Lord. Give him a praise. He has always provided long life. He has always provided healing. He has always provided more than enough. He is El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough, the God who is all life, the God who is everything that anybody could ever need.
I'm blessed already. Whatever this man came with, I've collected my own portion. Yeah.
Dr. Kenneth Copeland spoke about the power of the tongue, how you can use the tongue to kill yourself, you can use the tongue to bless yourself and all. So I've gained a whole lot.
The word of faith is impacting in a great way, in a very, very great way. They put their faith in what they hear, and the word of God is producing for them.
I was so excited to see him in real life, and his teaching really got to me. It was like he was speaking to me directly.
And they ministered about the age, 120 years. And that's transpired my life, and it changed my entire thinking.
He will see to it that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your spirit. Nothing missing, nothing broken in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken in this body. And you live out your days on this earth.
People may say that sickness is inevitable, that it's only a matter of time. But when it comes to your health, it is not about what people say. It's about what God says. In Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland teaches that it really is God's will for you to be healed. God's unconditional love for you holds the power to bring you to complete wholeness and victory. Faith to be Made Whole, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks his promises. Learn how to increase your faith momentum and see the will of God for your healing come true in your life. Find out how you can believe and trust in God's love for you, and have faith to be made whole.
Order Faith to be Made Whole, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these informative messages, you'll understand that it's God's desire for you to be healed and whole. Put your faith into action to receive all that the Lord has provided for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You may be wondering, can that promise of healing and having a life worth living be mine? Yes, when you know the one who promised it. His name is Jesus. To receive him into your heart, I want you to pray with me right now. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That was easy. That was simple. You did it. And if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. You are a friend of God. Through Jesus, those promises of life, peace, and joy are yours. Now, to help you understand more about who you are in Christ, KCM has put together some free resources called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria, two brochures that'll help you start reading and studying the Bible. Use these to give you a foundation of faith. Every day, spend time with Jesus in His Word and in His presence. Feed your spirit with the Word of God and find a good church that preaches the Word of faith. To get your free salvation package, go to kcm.org. We want to send that to you and bless you with that. Now, join Brother Copeland tomorrow as he teaches us the power of forgiveness and its connection to life. There is a divine connection between the two of those that is so powerful. If you have faith in God, you have the same power to forgive and to release others, and to absolutely clear your heart of anything that is toxic in there that would try to slow you down or hinder you or keep you back from experiencing the full abundance of life that God has for you. This is going to be a tremendous teaching. So I want you to know today that we're standing with you, we're believing God with you. All of us here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries stand for your healing, your finances, your deliverance, and everything that you set your hands to do, it prospers. We claim that. We believe that. We say that. And we believe that it is working in our lives. Everything, whatever it is in your business, in your school, in your ministry, whatever it is that God has given to you, He is enlarging and increasing it. He's multiplying it. We are living in a time right now of great faith momentum. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you feel. Be moved only by the living, breathing Word of God, and you will see it come to pass in your life. This is Pastor George reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. Discover who you are in Christ and how to live in victory. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events. You are called to do something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Begin your journey here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn what it means to walk in faith, integrity, and excellence as you develop a strong foundation for your field of ministry.
Preach it, live it, eat it, sleep it, live it, night, day, day and night. Preach the word. Faith in God changes everything.
Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.